Now you all know that gaming is made of companies old and new. So you think you like Nintendo and maybe Sony too. But what if I was to tell you there's a new system out there that was founded by a rich young upstart who has a little Forbes wealthiest flair? Have you heard of the All-American Console? The system of the red, white, and blue. It didn't come from way out east. It's not made in Japan. No, our favorite console is All-American. Now let me take you back to primitive times, 1976. An American man named Bill was living in the greatest country on earth.
You mean the founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates?
That's right, that young man changed the world.
He changed the world!
And Bill said, so I'm rich from Windows and now I need a new product. This gaming stuff seems big. And I, Bill, will make my team go work on this dream and we'll call it the Xbox.
Hey, Bill says get in the lab and start inventing. Let's go make them proud.
All right,
let's go!
Microsoft had started their work, their new system was in talks. And when they were done, they knew they'd won from the giant jump in stocks.
Well, now I just need some games to put out for the world to see.
And then appeared an angel, and it was from Bungie.
I am Jason Jones,
the All-American Game Dev. I founded Bungie long, long ago. You've seen a history of my games, Marathon, Myth, and all. Now I come to you with Combat Evolved.
But remember, Bill, don't let anybody touch these games except for us. They are only for us to make. Even if other people ask to develop them for you, just say no. It will probably piss off all of the fans. Even if we one day abandon this for a new project, this is sort of what we plan on eventually.
Bill accepted Halo and it filled him up with pride. Then he ran to the shareholders, held up the console and cried,
hey, Bungie came and gave me a hit as sure as stone. And I packaged it with the Xbox and stuck it in every home.
Wow, so the Xbox is the greatest system ever made? And Halo is the holy grail of gaming? I sure want a copy.
Well, many people didn't buy the Xbox, sad but true. Well, they thought they had better games to play on their dingy PS2.
Oh, how horrible!
But Bill said,
this thing won't die, we've got Xbox Live, and it will be the best! So remember, you'll see, we've got Halo Part 3, feel free if you'd like to just buy it for me, it's the future of gaming!
The future of gaming?
Paradise, on a flat screen, it's a high-def media-filled Xbox 360!
Have you heard of the All-American Console? The system of guns, God, and food. Now it's teaming up with Doritos to feed you now and then. The best thing on the market is All-American.
Wow, how much does it cost?
The Xbox kept on selling high all through the 7th gen. And then came time to make a new one and do it all again. And even though people wanted their system to play games, Xbox One sure showed up!
I actually don't like what the system has become.
In 10-year-old, Sony shill!
Now comes the part of our story that gets a little bit sad. When they showed the One's features, people got kinda mad.
Gamers formed up in an angry mob and thought Microsoft was done.
We may have to reassess our policies for the Xbox One.
Dear gamers, why don't you always want to be online? Even though you're always on the internet anyway. And why don't you want to have to install your games or be unable to share physical copies? If the soldiers can't play it, they can just play the 360.
The CEO Don Matrick's career died that day for what he believed in. But the Xbox One kept on getting changed
until it became a sparkling new model that everyone loved. And then, the gamers started pre-ordering, day after day, until one day, it released. And now it's the console's job to give you the best gaming experience in the entire world! Have you heard of the All-American Console? The Xbox One is the second coming of Christ! It's gonna do something incredible and get back on top again! Cause our favorite console is All-American! And if you pre-order now, I'll even give you half off of a Zune!
That's All-American!